Welcome to day 9 of the Dog Days of Podcasting, and hopefully, I don't screw this up. So my plan is I am driving up to the near north, to northern Ontario for a Kenshu this weekend. A Kenshu is an Aikido seminar. I practice Aikido, which is a martial art, a Japanese martial art, and Yoshinkan Aikido. And so I'm going up for a 1-day seminar. So I have to drive 5.5 hours up. I will be staying at my in-laws and then doing a full day of Aikido and then driving back. So it's going to be quite a bit. So my plan is I am recording Friday, Saturday, and Sunday all in one go so that on Sunday I can start recording for the week that's coming, because I have a 5-day work trip that is insane. I'm only working 2 days, but there are basically 3 days of travel going on here because I have to get from where I live, which is not close enough to an airport, to an airport. And then I'm flying to Wyoming, which actually takes 2 flights from one airport or 3 flights from another airport. And I decided to go the 2-flight thing, and it ended up, it's a big deal. it's craziness. So I have a lot of pre-records in my future, but hopefully I don't screw this up and you don't get the wrong thing on the wrong day. Anyway, all of this pre-recording and figuring things out kind of makes me feel a little bit like alternate realities and timelines. And that is why today we're talking about Into the Spider-Verse. So it took me forever to finally see this because I can't remember what was going on when it came out, but we were so busy we were unable to see it. And I don't know if this was the one, it was Avengers Endgame, where the day that it was at the base theater, which I still haven't seen Endgame, so, and people are spoiling everything left and right, so whatever. But the day that we were going to go to the base theater, which was the last day that it was going to be there, was a playoff game for the Raptors, and the base theater was showing the game free on the big screen, which meant no movie. I was so upset, and I still haven't seen it. But so I finally got to see Into the Spider-Verse because it came on Crave, and I think it's on Netflix in the States. I'm not sure, but it's on streaming now. So finally, Tech and I, in the middle of our move, we watched it, and it is the best Spider-Man any adaptation ever. I'm hands down the best adaptation I have ever seen. I love the different realities and the different the way that they play with things. I don't want to spoil anything in case you haven't seen it. I have been saying, like many people, for the last 10 or 15 years, let's forget Peter Parker. Let's do Miles Morales. Let's not do the Peter Parker origin story over and over and over again. I love Batman enough with Batman's origin story. Like, everybody knows who Batman is. Everybody knows who Superman is. Everybody knows who Spider-Man is. Got bit by a radioactive spider. No big deal. Let's move on from origin stories. And Into the Spider-Verse, it was a lot of people's middles. It was a lot of people's ends. And you got an origin for Miles Morales, which is like such an amazing character in my book. I have always been a Miles Morales fan. And we got it, and it worked. Like, they even got the whole spider pig thing working, which I'm sure is just because of that Simpsons joke. It is so much fun, so enjoyable, very heartfelt, goes into like some really complex emotional areas, which is surprising considering it's, you know, maybe sold as like a stupid cartoon. It's not stupid. It is great. And I'm sorry, I think, like, as much as I like the Tom Holland Spider-Man, which I really like it because I feel like he's actually got that joyful fun of Peter. This is the best Spider-Man, and I would like to see more done like this. This is so amazingly done. So yeah. And because Miles is from Brooklyn, we're going to get ourselves a nice Brooklyn pie. I know I talked about pizza before, but this time it's not like delivery. It's an authentic slice where the grease is going to make the paper, the 2 paper plates underneath, translucent. And when you get it, you got to get those red pepper flakes and put that on top. You need a classic New York pizza to watch with your, to eat with your Into the Spider-Verse, which is just a fantastic, fantastic movie. And I love it. I absolutely love it.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-NUTTY42.